barely how
I
gonna
see.
Work. By the way, the phone is ringing. Should we answer the phone and see?
Uh-oh. I bet it's somebody confirming our next interview. No.
Good morning, WEOL. You're on the air. Can I help you with?
Hey, good morning. It's John Lawson.
I knew
there
this was going to be
go.
John. John's
going to
talk
talking.
About the gales of November or something this morning, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I wanted to give you a little insight on the Cleveland connection. Most of the crew were from Cleveland. And so eventually that ship was going to wind up back here in Cleveland. Although Detroit was the stop-off place for the cargo. So that was the connection with Cleveland and why Gordon threw that into the song. And besides, as you said, it rhymes.
Right. You can rhyme more with Cleveland than you can with Detroit. I don't know. I haven't come up with what rhymes with Detroit.
So we got that going for us. And this is a really interesting day in weather history. I can't remember the year, but it was in the not-too-distant past that a 79-mile-an-hour wind gust knocked a train off the tracks over Sandusky Bay, and that train basically looped its cars into the water while both ends of both the caboose and the engine remained on the track some, I don't know how many feet above, but it was a lot of feet above the bay. Just an incredible day. And it was today in 1996 that we were in the middle of a snowstorm that began on November 9th and ended on November 14th that brought 69 inches of snow to Chardon and Hampden over on the east side, while at the beginning of that snowstorm, folks were playing golf at the Elyria Country Club on the west side. So just a wild, wild weather day. Oh, and in 2002, we had the tornado that came through here and ripped the roof off of Sheffield Elementary School and then went on to Parkside in Solon and took part of the roof off of that as well. So,
and it was on this day in 2015 that the cell tower toppled over while we were talking.
Well, I remember John? That twister in Sheffield. I was out there that night checking the damage.
I think he's gone. Yeah. We appreciate that. Great, very much. Of course, maybe we should all stay indoors today. I'm not giving anybody advice, but if the weather on this day is any... Well, let's check in and see what John has to say about that.